Our processional this morning is number 385. Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Our service this morning is found in our bulletin. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise, 364, verses 1 through 3. Let us pray. O God of life, you reach out to us amid our fears with the wounded hands of your risen Son. By your Spirit's breath, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Acts 5, verses 27 to 32. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We have orders not to teach in his name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witness to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 119, worldly. The Lord is my strength and my might.
He has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you.
You are my God, and I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The second reading is from Revelation, the first chapter, verses 4 through 8. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples, when they saw the Lord, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my fingernails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Reach out your hand, put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the Lord is risen. And the response is, the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now, while the secular world and some American traditions who follow secular reckoning left Easter behind at midnight last Sunday, the historical Christian churches continue with Easter for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks. In point of fact, Easter does not end this year of 2025 until June 8th. We're still in April. Our second week of Easter begins at sunset last evening. We have 6 more to go. Happy Easter, sisters and brothers. The Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Indeed. 90% or more of the Christian world is saying so today. And on this second Sunday of Easter, we read from John's Gospel about that first second Sunday of Easter, which focuses especially on the disciple, soon to be apostle, Thomas, one of the original 12, now pared down to 11, with Judas's tragic ending the week before. And on that first Sunday of Easter, the first Easter day ever, we learn that 10 disciples, 11, were huddled together that night, doors locked, curtains drawn, huddled together in terror and in fear, not to celebrate, but to hide. It's accurate to say we are in the new era now of triumph for God's triumph. And we are also in that era of faith and doubt for the mortal and the temporal. To repeat God's triumph once for all, evil over sin, over death, guilt, and hell itself. And we are also in the era of mortal and temporal faith and doubt. Our 4 Gospels record the Easter triumph of God and the doubt of human beings on Easter. The first example is Mary Magdalene. You recall she arrived before daybreak on Sunday morning to embalm the lifeless Jesus, whose body had been laid in rest before sundown and
he lay still. He lay still on Saturday, the day of rest, as it was observed throughout the Jewish nation. First, she encountered on Sunday morning two angels who told her, "He is not here. He is risen." Did Mary believe? We're told she went into the garden and wept. Now, she was weeping not in joy, but in sorrow. And through her tears, when Jesus himself came to her, she assumed he was the caretaker, whom she begged, "If you have taken his body away, please, sir, tell me where it is, that I might go and get it and complete the burial rituals of anointing." When Jesus spoke, when she heard Jesus' word, as he called her by her name, Mary, she believed. But first, she doubted. The doubting Mary. The second example is, Mary ran to tell the other disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had sent her to tell them, "Come and see." So Peter and John ran to the tomb to look for themselves. And while John arrived first, he stayed his stride and he stopped. It was Peter who, upon passing John, was the first of the disciples to enter the empty tomb, where he discovered and inspected visually the burial shroud and the head cushion neatly folded on the slab. And only then on enter the tomb. The narrative informs that even then, Peter did not believe. The doubting Peter. We'll get back to John in a bit. But first, the third example is recounted in the story as published in today's gospel. The scene is later that Sunday, as Monday begins at sunset, and the disciples are huddled in fear and in trembling in that same upper room where Jesus had last been with them, celebrating. There is no joy. There is only confusion and abject terror of their fellow Judean countrymen as doors are locked, shades are pulled. There are only whispers, and they are shared in this dim room where only 3 nights prior they had broken bread with their Lord. "This is my body," where they had shared the cup. "This is my blood." What has been done is not done, but it is superseded. It is superseded as they fall before the risen Lord, who appears through locked doors. He suddenly appears. At first they think it's an apparition, perhaps a ghost, but he assures them, "It is I." And peace. Peace be with you. It is when they have seen, when they have heard, that they believe. And yet it is Thomas who is called the doubting Thomas. They were all doubters at first, until they had seen, until they had heard. Thomas, on that second Sunday of Easter, having said, "Unless I touch his wounds, I will not believe." That second Sunday of Easter, like today, Jesus appears. This time Thomas is there, and he falls on his knees and says, "My Lord and my God." It is the season of triumph of God, and for us, a season of mortal and temporal doubt as well. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And we know he means us today at St. John's in American Falls, Idaho, 2,000 years later. But wait, there's still a question. St. John is the patron saint of this particular Lutheran parish. I said we'd get back to John that early first Easter Sunday. We are told that John arrived but entered second behind Peter at the empty tomb. Peter did not believe. But we are told that John did. John did not see, and yet he was the first of the 11 to believe without seeing. Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. Now the others moved from doubt to certainty upon seeing, but not John. Unique route to the certainty of seeing. First, he believed without seeing, the only one of the 11 to do so, the only one exactly like us today, gathered here today. Sisters and brothers, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. By example, there's not one of you present who has any doubt that I am in this pulpit this morning. You are certain. You do not have doubt, nor have you faith that I am in this pulpit. You are certain. A blessing or not, that's what you have. Certainty. Jesus says of his resurrection that blessed are those, blessed are we who have not seen yet believe. Faith is not certainty, and doubt is interwoven into faith as it is impossible to be interwoven into certainty. Have you faith rather than certainty? I believe we do. Be of good cheer and joyful. Your Lord, our Lord, has called us blessed. Rejoice. We are in the season of God's triumph, and our faith with its doubts. This is most certainly true. Sisters and brothers, the Lord is risen. And let us pray as the man in Mark's gospel prayed when he brought his son healed of Jesus. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Yes, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. Our hymn of the day will be verses 1 through 4. Let us rise as we say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Inspire the church with the breath of your Holy Spirit, that we sing good news of the resurrection. Inspire deacons and pastors, lay leaders and bishops, to boldly proclaim your love for all people. God,
your mercy is great.
Preserve the earth as a safe home for all creatures. Restore habitats contaminated by pollution or overuse. Strengthen efforts to shape more sustainable communities and make us mindful of the impacts of our daily lives on the well-being of creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Kindle in the nations a spirit of cooperation and mutual care. Raise up creative and courageous leaders committed to shaping solutions to complex challenges in our local and global communities. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Embrace all who carry wounds, that they might know your compassion. Draw near to those with chronic pain or anxiety, and all for whom death is near. Comfort individuals and communities suffering in any way, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Transform our fear into curiosity and love, especially across differences in race, religion, sexuality, gender identity, and economic situation. Unravel stereotypes that lead to discrimination and destroy oppressive systems that marginalize vulnerable communities. Hear us, O God. We remember the faithful departed from all places, confident that you are the Alpha and Omega. We pray for your wisdom and guidance until our earthly pilgrimage is complete. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Have we a children's sermon, Patty?
I don't think so, but I'm going to come up for announcements anyway, but I'll let those guys rest.
Okay.
At the whole front full, though. So.
Yes, you do.
Good morning. Welcome to worship service, worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the second Sunday of Easter. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Chuck Strom Jr., Alex Titi, and Evan Galecos.
Kelly wanted to meet me to remind you that tomorrow night, bread from 5:30 to 6:30, Pat. Do you know who's cooking?
It is the Lions Club.
Lions Club is cooking. Yay. We need some dishwashers. That's what we need tomorrow. What, Marla?
I'm going to dishwash.
Oh, okay.
Really
all right. Well, we'll need a washer and a dryer probably too. Okay, now I just want to thank everyone that was a part of last week. Everybody chipped in, from the musicians to the people who ran kitchen, helped with baptisms, lighting candles, all of those things. I'm really thankful for you all. But if you do not find Man Love on her blog, you probably could go on the internet and just Google Megan Manlove, 2 G's, M-E-G-G-A-N, Manlove, and read her blog. She kind of gave us a big advertisement, which is a good thing. Those people on the call committee should be very thankful for that. But it also shows our good works. I did put it on the Facebook page for the church and got lots and lots of likes and several comments about from other people who, you know, have attended here in the past. So thanks, everyone, for making that possible.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Patty. You did most of the work. The offering will be taken at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one self for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to new and eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Bless you, O God of the universe, your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. With John and all your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars,
We praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him in the sacrament this morning. Let it only be Jesus to restrain from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as you are called.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us rise as we're able. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is number 380. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia.